I'm here with Ronnie Hines, Deputy Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a report, the Local Government Financial Overview. Ronnie, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, it's a look back at how Scotland's 32 councils have performed financially over the last year, and it's mainly based on their annual accounts for 2015-16.
So, what have you found?
Well, councils are generally doing a good job with their finances in difficult circumstances. Overall, they remained within their budgets, they increased their reserves slightly, and they reduced their debt in 2015-16. But pressures continue to increase on a number of fronts. Each council has got its own particular challenges, but all councils face financial shortfalls, requiring further savings or the use of reserves. They need to change the way they work if they're going to make the savings needed with minimal impact on services.
What do you mean by increased pressures?
Well, we all know that demands on some key council services are increasing and have been increasing over recent years. For example, we're all getting older and that brings increased pressure on social care. And councils also face increased costs in areas such as pension provision. Budgets have certainly tightened in recent years and that trend is likely to continue, we think. The Scottish Government provides around 60% of councils' total income. And over the past 6 years, up to and including 2016-17, Scottish Government funding for councils fell by 8.4% in real terms.
What does this mean for the public?
Well, what we're talking about here are key services that we all use every day. Schools, our roads and social care, so it really is important.
And what do you want to see happen next?
It's vital that councillors and council officers set medium and long-term priorities and make clear financial plans for the future based on these. They need to ensure that services meet their particular priorities and are built on a solid financial foundation, and that will require some difficult choices. The Commission wants to help councils in this process, and that's why we've published this financial overview now, to give them some useful information and analysis before they consider their budgets for the next financial year and enter into discussions with the Scottish Government over their funding.
Ronnie, thank you very much.